Thanks for tuning in to the Read Together UMCNA podcast. The message you hear is a reflection prepared by clergy or laity using this week's scripture reading. We encourage you to listen to these weekly podcasts and to use the Read Together UMCNA Facebook group for insights and discussion with your fellow readers. This week, Bishop Deborah Wallace Paget shares a message focusing on Genesis 3.
Genesis chapter 3, verses 6 through 9. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?"
Happy New Year! How many of you stayed awake until midnight yesterday evening to welcome the arrival of 2019? People do this for different reasons. It has been said that an optimist stays up until midnight to see in the new year. A pessimist stays up to make sure the old year leaves. I must be an optimist because I like the new beginning that rolls around every January the 1st. And with each new beginning comes the opportunity to reestablish our priorities. One priority for many North Alabama United Methodists, including me, is to read through the Bible in 2019. We began on December 30th and will finish by the end of 2019. This will include daily reading during the in-between period, when the newness wears off and most other New Year's resolutions fall by the wayside. Why are we making reading the Bible a priority here in North Alabama? Because the Bible is a primary way through which God speaks to us. Daily scripture reading gives us an opportunity to hear a word from God each day, and encountering God through scripture changes us. Also, how unifying it will be to share the experience of reading through the Bible with hundreds of other United Methodists. Our Read Together initiative will be a source of strength for us in the midst of the denominational challenges that we are facing. First, a few comments about Holy Scripture. It is both ancient and contemporary. It is as relevant to us today as it was to the first reader. It is a high value in the United Methodist Church in general and the North Alabama Conference specifically. Indeed, one of our five stated values is the Bible as the inspired Word of God that guides our work together. In spite of the fact that some scripture is hard to understand, most of it is clear. When we take to heart what we do understand, our lives are transformed, and the world becomes a better place. There is truth to a saying attributed to Mark Twain. He writes, "Most people are bothered by those passages in Scripture which they cannot understand. But as for me, I have always noticed that the passages which troubled me most are those which I do understand." Each Tuesday of 2019, there will be a podcast that reflects on a theme or life lesson from the coming week's readings. I have the privilege of launching those podcasts today. Though there are many life lessons we can learn from the narrative in this week's selected readings, I am highlighting one that can be applied to both our walk with God and our commitment to read Scripture daily. Stay focused. That's the life lesson. Focus not only in the beginning or near the end, but during all of the in-between times. The book of Genesis describes a focused Adam and Eve in the beginning of their faith journey. Chapter 3 of Genesis says that in the early days of their relationship with God, God walked in the garden in the evening. The scripture passage reads, "They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze." This particular verse goes on to talk about how Adam and Eve hid from God on this particular evening because they had gone against God's instructions. I've wondered, though, about the evenings prior to the one in Genesis 3:8. Can you imagine Adam and Eve getting well acquainted with God and God's ways as they have frequent conversations when God takes an evening stroll in the garden? Focus is important at the beginning of our walk with God. Do you remember when you first started the faith journey? Though life-changing, the start is not complicated at all. You simply ask Jesus to forgive you for your past and to take charge of your present and future. Then you are baptized, or if you were baptized as an infant, you are confirmed. That sets you on the path of Christian living. Often the beginning is a time when we make radical changes in our lifestyle. A wonderful story has circulated in Detroit about a machinist with Ford Motor Company during the early days of the business. Though it was against company policies and procedures, he frequently borrowed from the company by taking home tools and car parts that did not belong to him. He was not alone in his habit either, as many other colleagues did the same. Then one day, the machinist became a Christ follower and was baptized. The very next day, he filled his pickup truck with every item he had ever borrowed from his company and brought them back to the plant foreman. The foreman was so stunned by this turn of events that he sent a lengthy cable explaining the whole situation to Henry Ford, who was visiting a plant in Europe. Ford immediately sent back a message to the foreman, "Dam up the Detroit River and baptize the entire plant." Ford was right in recognizing the power in baptism. God's part is to reach out to us in love, forgiveness, and power. Baptism is a way of showing the world that we are reaching right back to God. Focus continues long after the beginning of our Christian journey, though. We do well to also stay focused on the end, not just at the end of our life, but on the end long before it arrives. That is hard in our feel-good, do-what-you-want-when-you-want-it society. The Adam and Eve story tells us that this has been a part of the human condition for as long as humans have been on this earth. You want to eat from the tree of life? God set that off limits. So what? Here, enjoy the fruit. And they did. They clearly did not think about the end result of such an action. They did not count the cost for behaving in this way. It was as if they did not believe that the consequences described by God would happen to them. Genesis 1:3 reads, "You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die." They ate of that tree anyway. That decision affected them for the rest of their lives, all for a little short-term pleasure. Lest we be too hard on Adam and Eve, I invite you to join me in prayerfully asking God to help identify any off-limits trees of which we are partaking in the middle of the garden of our personal lives. Maybe it is the misuse of power or drugs or the way in which we treat other people. Maybe it is a selfishness that we know is the opposite of how God plans for us to live, or a critical spirit that creates havoc and hurt wherever we go. Or you fill in the blank. Though we know that the behavior is not right, we participate in it anyway. Though it satisfies us in the short run, in the long run, it adversely affects our relationship with God. It makes us feel good today, yet a day of accountability with God is coming. You might say, but where is God's grace in all of this? God's grace is amazing and sufficient for any misstep, wrong action, or sin in our lives. But friends, that does not mean that God is okay with us going through life doing whatever we want, whether it is right or not. The scriptures specify principles by which we are to live. Our failure to live into biblical principles has dire consequences. We will be held accountable by God. Some of you are nearing the end of your Christian walk on earth. You feel urgency in living the Christian way. A long-time Christian said to me something like this, "I thought I was close to the Lord until I learned that I had cancer. Then I really grew close to Him." This friend actually survived cancer. But his point is well taken. We are wise to focus on the end, whether or not we think our time left on earth is short. Staying focused on the end affects how we live as faithful Christ followers in the present. I love the way C.S. Lewis stated this. If you read history, he writes, you will find that the Christians who did most for the present world were just those who thought most of the next. Aim at heaven, and you will get earth thrown in. Aim at earth, and you will get neither. Focusing at the beginning and on the end are important. There is another place where it is essential that we focus, though. It's a place where many of us are currently living. What about the long middle? This is where the Genesis story describes Adam and Eve getting tripped up. They started well. They finished okay. The place where they blew it was in the middle. After they had blatantly gone against God's way, we are told that the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. They put distance between themselves and God by their behaviors. Then they distanced themselves even further because they were embarrassed by their actions. The middle season of the Christian journey is the rubber hits the road time. It is when the freshness of the relationship often wears off. It is before we reach a stage in life where we gain spiritual adrenaline from our keen awareness of the brevity of our time on this earth. It can feel like same-o, same-o. We have a quiet time in the morning. Maybe we read scriptures at night. Perhaps we even go to church some Sundays. We may give some of our money to God's work. We help out in an occasional service project. Maybe we're even involved in a small group. But there is little vibrancy and joy in our spiritual lives. What's wrong with us? Who else can we blame? Often there is no one to blame. This can be part of the faith cycle. It may feel like we're going backwards when really we are going forward. Indeed, the restless periods in our spiritual lives are often catalysts that God uses to call us into deeper waters. God continually encourages us to go further in our Christian walks, to serve in increased ways, and to show greater maturity in our lifestyle. What are we to do? Focus on a regular devotional and worship life with God. Focus on sharing our faith with others. Focus on serving. Focus on living in a way that pleases God every minute of every day. You hear the common theme there? Focus. We won't get it right all of the time, but as we live the Christian life, we get it right more and more frequently. Slowly but surely, during the middle years of our walk with God, we are changed more and more into Christ's likeness. Yes, it's New Year's Day. I am greeting 2019 with optimism. One of the reasons for this is because I anticipate this will be a great year in North Alabama Methodism as we focus on God as a priority. Some will focus on the beginning of the walk because you have recently started your faith journey. Others will focus on the end because life on earth is drawing near for you. Many of us are in that long but important middle. Wherever you are in your faith journey, remember the Adam and Eve lesson. Stay focused from the beginning to the end and everywhere in between. My prayer is that the habit of daily scripture reading in 2019 will help you and me to focus on our walk with God from January 1st to December 31st and every day in between. May it be so.
O God, the one who creates us, sustains us, and in the end completes us, if we are willing, we pray that you direct our focus this year as we are led by your Spirit. As we share together this year of reading your words, let us steadfastly share the powerful love and revealing light which they so miraculously supply. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.